Governor Cooper joined other Atlantic Coast governors from Connecticut, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Virginia, issuing a joint letter to urge Congress to oppose the Enhancing State Management of Federal Lands and Waters Act. Initial calculations estimate North Carolina could have to pay more than $500 million to receive a waiver to protect its shores from offshore drilling. The House Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources met Thursday to discuss the act. Director of Washington, D.C.-based Competitive Enterprise Institute, Myron Ebell, was on the panel and spoke in favor of the bill.
If a state wants a moratorium on offshore development, they can actually get it. They don't have to try to apply political pressure so that one state gets a special deal and another state doesn't. They can actually say, we want a moratorium, and here's what we're willing to pay for it.
Opponents of the bill say offshore drilling would pose a threat to tourism, commercial fishing, and coastal economies. NACSHAD Mayor Ben Cahoon testified against the bill before the House subcommittee, saying even if North Carolina disapproved of leasing sites, it wouldn't prevent an oil spill off Virginia or South Carolina from affecting North Carolina communities.
They spill in either of those off either of those coasts, given air currents and the various conditions offshore, could easily bring the oil to our coast. And we would be in the situation where, hey, we've paid, and now we have a mess. And it would be outside of our control. And we would then suffer those economic consequences.
Governor Cooper said in a press release that North Carolina shouldn't have to pay a ransom to protect our beaches from the dangers of offshore drilling. He says coastal communities generate more than 30,000 jobs, and the risk posed by offshore drilling simply isn't worth it. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.